This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Rescuers in Ukraine searched for survivors Thursday in the ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike in the besieged city of Mariupol. While authorities say a ferocious bombardment left dozens dead in a northern Ukraine city over the past day. Hundreds of civilians had been taking shelter in the theater in central Mariupol after their homes were destroyed in 3 weeks of fighting in the southern port city. Nearly a day after the airstrike, officials say there have been injuries, but no reports of deaths have yet been confirmed. Meanwhile, a regional governor told Ukrainian television on Thursday that heavy Russian air attacks and ground fire in the northern city of Chernihiv have killed at least 53 people over the past 24 hours. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The governor told Ukrainian TV that over 53 bodies had been sent to the city's morgues within the space of 24 hours. Ukrainian authorities also said that 10 people were killed in Chernihiv while standing in line for bread. Russia has denied involvement. The governor also said civilians were hiding in basements and shelters without access to utilities in the city of 280,000 people. Chernihiv, which is close to the borders with Belarus and Russia, was one of the first cities to come under attack when the Russian invasion of Ukraine began. I'm Karen Chamas.
So far, over the 3 weeks of Russian invasion, Ukraine has been able to maintain a stiff defense of its cities by using inexpensive, relatively low-tech, Turkish-made drones to carry out attacks on the invaders. It's a defense that has been surprisingly effective. You can keep up on all of our Ukraine coverage at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Earlier Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made another live video appeal to a foreign government addressing the German parliament, telling lawmakers that a new wall is being erected in Europe between freedom and bondage. In his speech, Zelensky said, quote, "And this wall is getting bigger with every bomb that falls on Ukraine, with every decision that is not taken." The Ukrainian president also criticized Germany for its support of the now suspended Nord Stream 2 pipeline project that was meant to carry natural gas from Russia, saying that Germany had put its economic concerns ahead of Ukraine's security. He told the lawmakers, "We told you that Nord Stream was a kind of preparation for the war." Meanwhile, the UN Security Council met Thursday to once again discuss the situation in Ukraine. Despite distractions from the conflict in Ukraine, AP reports diplomats are trying to salvage what is left of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They've been forging ahead with those negotiations and now report they may be near a deal that would bring the United States back into the accord and bring Iran back into compliance with limits on its nuclear program. After 11 months of on-and-off talks in Vienna, U.S. officials and others say only a very small number of issues remain to be resolved. Meanwhile, Russia appears to have backed down on a threat to sabotage any agreement over Ukraine-related sanctions. That threat had diminished prospects for a quick deal. That leaves an agreement, or at least an agreement in principle, up to political leaders in Washington and Tehran. But as has frequently been the case, both Iran and the United States say those decisions must be made by the other side, leaving a resolution in limbo, even as all involved say the matter is urgent and must be resolved as soon as possible. North Korea is remaining silent about a failed missile launch that resulted in a mid-air explosion Wednesday that reportedly scattered debris near Pyongyang. State media Thursday made no comment about the previous day's incident. The North state-run outlets typically report on missile launches the morning after they occur, but they have a mixed record on disclosing missile failures. South Korea's military reports the missile exploded in midair shortly after it was launched from North Korea's main international airport. South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported the explosion happened at an altitude below 20 kilometers. It's not clear what caused the malfunction. And once again, our top story, rescuers in Ukraine are searching for survivors in the ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike in the besieged city of Mariupol. And Chernihiv is also undergoing bombing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.